In the wild, primitive world, there was a goddess named Nu-wa, who had a human face and the body of a snake. She could transform her appearance 70 times in a single day. In the second movement, the ever-changing Nu-wa is represented by a compound motive played by a group of traditional Chinese instruments. Nu-wa was walking about and looking around and suddenly felt very lonely. When she sat down by the edge of a pond, her face and body were reflected in the clear waters. She smiled and shouted, and her reflection responded by mirroring her actions. The music mirrors this scene with groups of different instruments responding to the Nu-wa theme. Soon the goddess thought about creating living things like herself. She scooped up some mud, kneaded it with a little water, fashioned it into the shape of a human being, and placed it down on the ground. As soon as the figure touched the soil, it came to life, just as the first human voice sounds from the choir. And many more humans are created. They cheer from many places, and the singers spread over the stage representing them. Nu-wa felt extremely tired from her hard work, so she thought of a way to mass-produce humans. She dipped a long vine into the pond, swirled it around, and swung it through the air. When drops of mud spattered on the ground, they turned into many little people. She did this for quite some time, creating many groups of people. In the cantata, the singers encourage the audience to join in and recite the nonsense syllables, yo, 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 yi, yi, or giggle or speak freely and make a swarm of voices. The music attains another climax, this one involving the entire concert hall.